Let me share something to learn from. A very sound businessman in UK, he told me this. Maybe some other people also do this, but he shared his own practice with us. I've also tried that. I hope many other people will benefit from this too. He told that, in addition to zakah, I have decided to give 12% from my income in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for good and noble causes. In fact, Maimon community in particular have got a very close relationship with Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So he had allocated 12% to donate reward Isali Thawab to Ghawsi Azam alayhi rahmah. He said he did not have any downfall in business. Instead, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put so much barakah and blessing. In reality, he did business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But doing this way, what benefit do you receive? Suppose you earned 1 million rupees income. So in that case, from 1 million rupees, 112,000 rupees are kept aside for good and pious works. 2.5% zakah, that is separate. Now this money is accumulating. You can keep this money separate and keep on adding as you earn. Suppose you come to know about any charitable work. You won't feel burdened to give from that account because you were mentally prepared. That's not your money. Because you've kept that separately. Those who do like this, that as soon as they receive income and they allocate a percentage, you can allocate a percentage, 5%, 7%, maybe 12%. And the businessman I'm talking about, he possesses very established big business. And his 12% totals up to tens of thousands of pounds. He told me to mention on Madani channel, it's possible that someone can learn from this and follow this example. Dear respected viewers of Madani channel, try to practice this. As soon as you receive income, separate certain percentage aside, or you can open a separate account for this. Now whenever you get an opportunity to help someone to build a masjid or to help someone to buy medicine, you could easily do that. And sometimes it also happens that I've also experienced, if that account goes in minus, I mean your expenses go higher than your savings. Saving was 100,000 rupees and you spent double. But after a few days you'll realize your income has increased and your negative balance has gone in plus. And that account is for charitable works. Zakah is separate. That's compulsory. Please follow my advice for just 1 year. Just try this. You can set any percentage. I'm not saying to set 5%, 10 or 12%. Inshallah, your wealth will not decrease. Rather, it will increase. Allah will give you more and it would turn to be a great sadaqah jariya for your parents. This method is tried and tested. People have seen its benefits. In hadith, it is mentioned, by Allah, spending in the path of Allah does not decrease wealth. So spend generously.